favorite. I suggest maybe an early course for the dinner chavuri nase, have a great time just for getting married, is from the Atom Rachel. The fact is that Malaysia was out. The Shami, when the prison understands that maybe the mouth of the Tarabrafo, maybe the mouth of the Amar is in the Simpa, and that's what Shama says. Maybe that's also because of the din of Dan Kuhn and chavuri nase, that one, Yaakov had in mind to marry Rachel for real, that was 7 days before the Jews.
Quite comment on that. I realize like you feel like the ties are a little bit of a problem, especially when we've got the issues
and
it sounds like that you most understand that this was attached to layer zero to certain three times. Mm-hmm. So this has a little more departure question, but why should you have any concern that you install not too far away?
There is a machlokas how to read that line of what exactly happens in the Maitre of the Gina. So let's look again at the lesson of the Mara. By the time of the Malach, the Ravina Yasek led Bray, Deva, Tanina. The Ravina was married off to the son, to the daughter of Tanina. On the late Sotolay Mar, the myth of Tuba Lada Yom, we write a Tuba La Arba Yom. Amalia? The Mata of Arba, when they got to that day, Nazar at Arba Chinen, wait another 4 days, or for another four. The Yaakov Shiviyomi, he delayed for 7 days, but the Hiyoma after that day. Away, my high, I'm away, because it's been a really nice. Rashi said, the Yaakov Shiviyomi, thus the Yoma is in a fight for Yinafa. So the equal was 7 days after the day that was decided to get married. So the way Rashi went into the Mara, the conversation was, let's write up a tube on day four. So they got to day four, but then they ended up waiting another 4 days, or until the fourth day from there. So it was a total of 7 days from the tube in Nase until they actually got it down right in the tube. And the question was, why did you wait that long? Okay. The Sidri Tara in 6 days knows that the Marshal and the Marshal have a different understanding of the Mara. And they understood that the timeline was as follows. The original request was to write a tshuva on day four, meaning not the 4 day of Tshuva Nase, but the 4th day of the week, the tshuva Nase Shalom Arvi. The original request was, let's write a tshuva on Wednesday. Comes Wednesday, Ravina doesn't show up. She doesn't come until the following Wednesday. She waits the full 7 days after that Wednesday until the next Wednesday, and then they write the tshuva. The question was, why do you wait so long? The answer is, Tshuva Nase. That's the right of the Rashba. You don't need the Jesus. That's the right of the Jesus. You don't need the Jesus. That will get you off. Okay? So the Marshal and the Marshal say, the Marshal says to the Jews between Mordechai Tosin and them, that the conversation was, let's write a Tshuva on Wednesday because that's what we're talking about. And then the Nina didn't show up until the following Wednesday. The Sefer Orech noticed that in the side margin of this Latkel Gemara, and wrote the Rashi that they quote from Sefer Orech to Bigger, I quote this in the Kovach Sheet of Tamoy, that they have the following line, which is not like our Rashi, even though it's not so safe to address it to Rashi. Sefer Orech is Taylor Day from Zayt, and after victory, Simon comes down with love, and has the Nazar Gemara, they think something to fight here. Today, the lesson of Amule Leravina, Linter Mar Ad Dalet Afrina, wait until another day four, another Wednesday, Ad Yom Reviva Shabbos Acher, Yom Reviva. Wait until the next Wednesday after this Wednesday. That seems to be the story of like this reading of the Marshal and first one was Rashi. Well, Rashi said the count is 7 days from the feeling of it. According to the Marshal, it was more than 7 days. However many days from the feeling of it until Wednesday, and then another 4 weeks. There was somewhere between 7 and 13 days. Now, let's say for argument's sake, the feeling was on Sunday, so then it would have been let's say lavender. Okay. What is this based on? So the Sidrei Torah says that our gears in the Gemara fits better according to the Maharsha. What was the conversation? Ravina says, I think this is Yuppie's question. Ravina says, let's write a tube on Wednesday. Wednesday comes, you have to show up. It comes the following Wednesday. So what was the happening to write a tshuva on Wednesday? That's what the Marshal's understanding is. He said Wednesday, Ravina understood it meant the following Wednesday because you have to wait only 7 days. So 7 days, and then you wait until the next available Wednesday. And the Panim's response was, he didn't know that he used to Wednesday and this Wednesday. He showed up this Wednesday to the Chasana and no one was there. And if everyone assumed, understood it has to be on Wednesday because the tshuva needs such a week. And the difference of opinion was, or what Ravina understood as positive, Panina didn't realize, was it can't be this Wednesday because you have to wait for 7 days. But if the time was like Rashi, that he only waited for, the only time he's waiting 7 days, and the Wednesdays aren't significant, that's not the point, then what was the difference in thinking between Ravina and the Panina? Right. That's what the desire is saying. And then Rashi, the different jurors from the Gemara, instead of the Yom Ravi or the Yom Dalid, Rashi has a girsa that the Magen Mishnah has of the Yom Plan for such and such a day. So he said, let's wait till such and such a day. But then there's no significance of Yom Ravi per se. And then all he cared about is waiting for 7 days. Here he has to say for maybe close this with a day that he rejects the solution here, but it's more about Chazan and Magen Avos. Maybe he has to say for Magen Avos, which is the defense of Chaz and Solomon Hagrid against the attack from others. So we have 2,400 Magen Avos. Each Simon is dedicated to just a minute of Javan that was attacked by people from other communities. So Simon's mind of Magen Avos, the Meiri quotes a opinion that you have to count Shiva Nisiyim from the day that you find the Shiva. So the clock of Tavuli Nase isn't from the Shiva, whatever the Shiva is. The clock is from when you find the Shiva. Right. So usually you find the Shiva and the dance starts playing right away. So you hold the dance for 7 days, and then tell the dance resumes 7 days later. That was the position that the Meiri quotes from some. And that multiple indications from the Cynthia's condition is not a beginning of truth, but that's not the case. So the whole institution of the Sulan Yusuf the Yom Rabi, that if there's a time of the Sulan, I imagine the whole of the Bezdin, that sounds like you get up the next morning, right? The Sulan is not the, now that it's a two-part series, we find the Sulan one Wednesday, and we have the Sulan next Wednesday. Sounds like everything goes together, there's other rites as well. That position is rejected, but apparently there was such a position in the times of the Yishon. Okay. Now, let's address for a few moments other thing that Yossi and Arthur were talking about. Maybe that left fine. Or after here, left fine. What is the trigger for Tavul Dinasa? When do you start counting your 7 days? So, if you just read the Gemara Kachito, you get the impression, you may get the impression, Tavul Dinasa, that any time there is a proposal to get married, then you have to count 7 days. Even if the passing is going to be much later. So you have a very long engagement. The Tavuli Nase is when you propose. And then you count to the museum. And then what? And then you keep going, maybe you talk to the speakers every day, maybe not. But that's what Tavuli Nase Kachuto would sound like, whatever that Tavu is. Maybe that could be a Shidukin, where you can do some documentation on Manga to Manga and Tavis for a Shidukin. You have to have some kind of agreement before proceeding with a Shidukin, and maybe that's what we call Tanayim, whatever that is. It sounds like maybe that's a Tavuli Nase. Yeah.
Is there any modern exception that generally popular nowadays? Right, means that like generally will agree, but a man will agree to get married, mm-hmm. And then in the following week there will be a more public meeting, and potentially anymore.
So traditionally, finding a tanayim constituted shidduchim. Nowadays, our practice now is not our practice. It's not to find tanayim in advance of the chasana. So the advice points out it could be that any step that you take in order to plan the wedding would be considered shidduchim. If you find an marriage license or you book a caterer, or you do any take any concrete step for planning the wedding, that could be considered shidduchim. But regardless, that now have we shown in the fight from that tradition of the reason why not so happened from Shuba, that now generally have we shown in the family of Tavah Tavuli Nase. The Rashba, for example, Sama Klava Menalev, Dibur, Emsa Dibur, the Ode Midamina. Now you could have said that maybe there's a difference of where you start the clock based on your orientation of Sama Chiva. The Rashba, for example, understands that the Iker Chimud is the Sama Hatzliya, and it's assured that maybe Rashba Chiva Sama Chiva is the Sama Chiva, and no more. Right, which is why if you're that concerned, you're less inclined if the Rashi is maker than to find the Giga tradition. If you approach the Rush, that's a different orientation, that there's a separate consideration that the closer you get to a wedding is going to be more of a gentle fever, and we're concerned to make the Sam as we move on, which may be what you have to say to Giga every day, as we get to, or at least some of the Giga every day. But even according to the Rashi, so you might have been more inclined to say, according to the Rashi, that the Iker concern of Dan Siman is the Satsuya, Dan Rashi Siman Dan Kachar. We're not worried about any Yudhiya Sam later on. So you might have said that the Rashi should acknowledge that really now say you start the clock whenever the first proposal is, there's colloquial engagement or funny none, and then you count 7 days and you're home free, even if the clock is going to be many weeks or months later. That's not what the Rashi said. The Rashi right, sounds lovely than Alice. In the paragraph of the Ode of the Ode Midarminan, Sama Klavim and Aleph, you come up to the Yitzhak Ayim, the Ayim, the Ayim, the Ayim, the when you start the clock. The Kriyan Tavul and Nase, the Akha Yubay Kodesh, Monola, the Yom Tesh, so you have a traditional 12 months between Eretz and Yisurin, and you're going to tell me that you start counting, and you count 7 days, even though you're getting married 12 months later? That seems unlikely. The Shema, Lo amru ela mishar shemitakim atarki tova. Maybe you only start counting when you start actually preparing for the chuppah. There's the initial tabuli nase, the proposal. And then there's the real tabuli nase that potentially engenders on kibbutz is when you're getting down to the actual nitty-gritty preparations for the wedding. And that's when you start counting giving a kiyum. That's what the Rasha writes in the Tzara Kabayit as well. And inside the Tzara Kabayit, you have the Rasha Kabayit, and the Rasha generally seems to be the Rasha's response in the Tzara Kabayit, and that's looking at the event of the Nolan, you have the discussion of the Tzara Rasha, and you can see the three Rabbis that is a Rasha. So the Rasha in the Tzara Kabayit keeps beginning on Hayla Day, and the Tzara Kabayit starting to love on the day. The Rasha they write is quoted an excerpt in the Tzara Kabayit, that you start counting the 7 days and you start preparing the actual wedding details. And the Omer, Kimin Hagen, so you saw the Chamak of the Lachim Tarahi. The Chamash opened the Minhag Gehen, the Sadat and the Chodesh. So all Minhag Yisrael are based on significant sources. So the Chamash, the Chamash, the Seinu, and he's the Lachim Tzuda, the Seinu, the Seinu, the Seinu, the Seinu, so there the minhag was, you had a chasana Erev Shabbos, and you started preparing for the chasana the previous Erev Shabbos. 1 week before. The Zui Tzia, in the Menu Modem was Shiveh. So you start counting the 7 days of the chasana to Erev Shabbos, you start counting the 7 days the week before, and that's what he says is the minhag of his time. So 7 days before the wedding is when traditionally you start making the preparations, and that's when you start counting the Shivanakiyam of Tavua Linasa. And the Ritva says the same thing, but he says, Shivanakiyam of Amarava. Al Karacha, if you have to say something like that, and you don't start Tavua Linasa, counting Shivanakiyam 12 months before. Ritva revives that Kosha covers Man Rachas in the Tuin, a Monin Elam, Yishaisha Nafin, and Tarsus Tiva, that he shaisha on Nachmada. That's when it's the real feeling. The Ein Tzarech L'Hachmir Yotze. Yim Tomer Tzarech L'Ofer Yisamuk L'Diya Chaveres U Mitzchamedes and Kei Ein L'Zavrikot. So if you'd have to be concerned that really you start counting Shivanakiyam from a year ago, and then you have to be concerned that there's going to be more feeling during that entire period of time, so you have to do the Jikos. So you have to conscious of the concerns on Timur and either do the Dikos or whatever the process is for that whole year. And that he considers a Lidavir Tov. That's essentially what we passed in Shulchan Aruch in Tishrei. Tiras Yamin Halalu Monin Asan Mishash Yisra Matas Vidaita Inatina Atma Lachopa Afati Shalom Yisrael Tadayim. You start counting the 7 days and we'll find that he begins preparing. And because he quotes from the last thing that we just said, that's what we assume, that it's the week before or the period directly before the chasana and not earlier if there's a longer or we call up the rules of the engagement period. Rosh is just the week before, because that was their minhag to start the preparation for the week before. Now we need to start preparation, well, what preparation means. They would start preparing to do the week before. I don't think our caterers start even a week before. Now, people don't usually cater their own weddings anyway. Preparing the car Okay, so like, let's go back to that. This is a not exact citation of Rashi, but this is a close to Rashi, and that's it's still close to Rashi, and that's what this is based on. Attacking the Torah people. Russian was talking about the same Russian tradition. Okay. Let's talk now about the need, and I thought we were talking about the need of Hasakara and or Tzedika as part of the divinity. The last right, again, some of the knowledge, in the tradition and Torah Shabbat same day. Nisabra, she'ena shrifa hasatara, lo bedika, telsai. So, in Svara, the Rashi thinks there's no need, neither for hasatara nor for bedika. Lo bedika himself, no bedika at all. The tisha eizu ela chasa shabba amma, the daiva bedika sai. So this isn't a real shivanikiyam, that requires to be because this is only because of some lower level chashash, you don't have to exercise all the primrose of regular shivanikim. The alpha p is obviously for the shivanikim, the concept shivanikim. Lambikim is from the planning. It doesn't mean nikim in the sense of bidiko. I feel that you left in the self as a shar nikim, the self of the alma on it. And the cultural regime the down to shiva, nikim kim in the world. Nikim in a broader sense, that as long as he doesn't see done, that's just as Nikim, but there's no need for a formal Tzedika. What is Raya? So you see, as Dusty alluded to before, that from the Maisa of Ravina, the Kadim was unaware, seemingly, of Ravina's Kumra until the last minute. So it doesn't sound like Tzedika's daughter, Kadim's daughter, Kadim Girsa, was doing Tzedika during this stretch of time. And yet, there wasn't an additional request of Ravina Far to start the clock again after he let the Tanina aware, be aware of his Patasha. That sounds like you don't need his ego. Tanina was under the impression that only applies by Dola, not by Khan. He was aware of the concern by Dola. He didn't think it applies to Khan. And Ravina told him it applies to Khan also. So it sounds like Ravina convinced him. But not about Walter. He was made part of Sarah Hafi, and that's all Hoda. And even if he disagreed, it sounds like Ravina was calling the shot. To have Ravina tell that there's a need for the details, he would have told them to start again. As long as you have 7 days that elapsed and she doesn't see done, you could just be with the costume. Okay?
I mean, unless you read it
till afterwards, right? Not till the arba, they got to the fourth day. Not till arba fina, they waited another 4 days. And then they had a conversation. Right? They only spoke, whether it's 7 days or 11 days, they only spoke at the end of that whole time, right? They only realized it at the end of that whole period. He didn't show up for their appointment. He didn't show up to the wedding. I'm sorry? We're playing the Rashba. We're in the Rashba. That's the Rashba's life. Right? Rashba's life, you don't need to be because in this Maisha Vina, for the time we see, that's the word I need to give us on. Good? You could have turned it off according to either reading. Right? And then, the Rashba quotes from the writer and the Ramban that even though they don't require Hesed Tara, they do require Kedusha. The Rashba says, I don't understand the position. However, Tara flopped to the right. So, out of cover for the writer and the Ramban, Rashba thinks that Lamaisa is doing Rashba, even though in principle he doesn't see any reason to require your Bidikos, and definitely not have Tazara, even the writer doesn't have Tazara, but in principle the Rashba doesn't need to meet the Bidikos during the Shiva Mashiach and Shiva Yosef, and they quote him, so Harashba, so Ramban, the writer, the Rashba thinks that practically he should be Rashba, to require Bidikos. That position of the Rashba that the Ikkar did, you don't require the Bidikos, the Rashba's Moshe points out is something on the Rambam also. The Rambam writes, Perakid Aleph Halacha Tes. Perakid Aleph Halacha Tes. Yeser Ozeh, Kol Bas Ketavu Li Nasei, the Rashba says, so any girl who is invited to get married and she wants to go along with it, so has Shivas Yadim Nekiyim. Yester waves 7 clean days, they offer to Rashita, the offer to the end of the Paris Abbas. What's that lotion of Shohar? What's this lotion of things? Shohar, as opposed to Soferas, sounds like you just have to wait, so you don't have to do anything active during those 7 days. Other Rashita says Soferas, so Shira, who were in the Deacon, usually indicates you have to do an act. That's what the Raman says, Shohar, indicates passive, just wait, run at the clock, you don't have to do anything actively. The Rambam is like the Ikkar in position of Rashba, that there's no need for the people. Yeah? And the Rosh in Siman Dalet is bothered with this position of the Rashba. If you don't need the Gikos, and what's the purpose of Shiva Nekiyim? We never find Shiva Nekiyim independent of Yikas. It all goes together. The purpose of Shiva Nekiyim is to ascertain that there's no Dam, and the way to do that is through the Yikas. The Rosh can't conceive of splitting between Shiva Nekiyim and the Yikas of Yikas, and therefore the Rosh Paskin that you do require the Yikas and the Shiva Nekiyim, even though you do not require Hesed Tara. Why do you not require Hesed Tara? Says the writer in Bali Nefesh, Shar Hasir of the Dika Sin and Gimel. Bali Nefesh, Shar Hasir of the Dika Sin and Gimel. The Dikriya Zu, Matsanu, Aha, Pisha, Lohi, Dika, the Tara, the Dika, that even though she hasn't done a Hesed Tara, still Soferes Shiva could be on the Tavela. She still counts 7 days after the Yom HaShiva, even though there's no Hesed Tara. Why? Why is that different than any other Shiva Nekiyim where you need a Hesed Tara? exactly right. Tatan and Nesha Eino Re'iyas Vade Elatata. So first he says, if you actually saw Dam, that'd be a different story. But here the point of Tamuli Nase is that Rechosis, maybe there was Dam Tumut, maybe there was a Tumut Vanka Kardel that got lost and she didn't see. So since it's only a Safe, you don't require Hefetara. Inami, Kim Lahula Rabbanan, the Dam Chima Zabar Muahu. Even if it was Dam Chima, it's only a small volume of Dam. In Kamisha, it's Kika Bitara Damya. And it's Ki'ilu, there's a Hefetara anyway. Is a large volume of dam. So by a normal ri'iyah, the reason you need to have the tara is because you have to pay and let the flow stop. So by dam kima, there's never a flow, it's only a drop, then there's no need for the tara. There's never a flow, so there's nothing that you need to stop. So says the right. There is a mashmos in the lesson writing that we read that lechatchila you should have the tara. Now we can get af al pi shelo hisbicha the tara. The nidika, even if she didn't have the tara, still the tara shiva. That sounds like maybe lechatchila you should have the tara. Even if you didn't have the tara, it still works. Mashmos that lechatchila you should have the tara. And that you must know the Ramban as well. The Ramban Perek Gimel Halacha Yudeis in this halacha, Af of Yisrael Avatz of the Yom Matzia LaHaptik. Even if she didn't do a Bedika the Hefetara, Ein of Yisrael Bedika Hefetik, it's not necessary. Again, it sounds like with Achila you should do Hefetara, but if not, we need to. And then there is an opinion in the Ran and the on the Vedic advice that you need a Hefetara even with the Tzitzit. The Ran has such a position, a possibility, and the Ra'an, the Vedic advice. Arguing about in the old Tzaka. And I guess the Shiv Nakiyam will encounter the position of the old Tzaka that Havana is in Tuva when it comes to Shiv Nakiyam. So if you lose count, if you're not conscious of what day the Shiv Nakiyam you're holding in, then you might have to restart the clock. If the Shivanakim is to take Kavan again, could be here the tradition because maybe the Shivanakim of Kavan is a totally different institution. So the city of Tyrant is saying that maybe, no, maybe if you need Kavana, the Shivanakim and Kavana will always be to take the Dika. You don't need Kavana, and here's only a Kavan of Alma, and maybe you can be more made than that to start the Dika. Rasha, whether you need Shiva Nakiyam during the 7 days or something like that. first. Correct. The rest would be Enix. So you're saying that according to the Rush, the stats of the Rush's orientation is that there's more to concern with Kingdoms than close we get. So it's not just that we're concerned about the Kingdoms on Sakaar to be Yamazia. That's what you said earlier. It's not just that you're concerned about the Kingdoms on Sakaar to be Yamazia, in which case maybe you don't need to use it afterwards. But if you're concerned you're going to have more likely Kingdoms throughout the week, so you need to be able to make sure that you don't see down to throughout the week. That's the question.
Yeah.
Right.
As long as there's no one to be
there. I'm sorry?
As long as there's no one to be there. Even if you have to stay normally, you need to have one to be there.
Right. Sure. I'm going to get there in a minute. But the senior tyrant says, you have to do with the material stuff as well. But you're correct. That the, that the simple understanding of the Rush, because the Rush expresses that we're concerned about having more chemo the closer you get to the wedding, so then you would more likely need the Nikos because you have to ascertain that there's no new Don during that week, as opposed to if your only concern is that there was Don chemo the Amasvia, so as long as that Don stops, you have to have Shimonikim because of that original Don. We're not concerned you're going to see Dom again, and then maybe there's no need for the Dikos. Correct. If you look in Chuvah's David Levi, Taylor's based on the study Aleph, he developed that understanding of the Makos of Dikos. Okay, what do we do in Mahalakha? So study David Aleph, Tavu Avinase, in the fight, the three of the latest Shivanakian, in Golden Tana. I feel about the after the top three are not such a horror. Jama Mahma team is about to keep the front of the world each of us. The mode is dying in offer of Yama Tria. The aim of Tria has the Kara. The Alpha people are about to be on the field. The half of the Kara, known in Yama Mahma, is dying in the field. The only part has the Kara, like Rose is dying. To me, Tria is the Dika of Zion, but you require the Dika. And even the Rashba of a Maitre says you find the Dikos, although Nikra Adin doesn't look necessary. And the Chara Pasch is you need the Dikos. How many the Dikos? Doesn't say. Where am I at? Kol Yom Rekatila. Every day. And many of you show them have Mordecai, David Rosh Hashanah, the Gordon before the Sefer Ora, the Nakhimiki and others. Two Dikos every day. Any other Shemitim? I was the Tafila. The man is good. That's how in the day says all you need is Tilat and Sofan. All you need is for the Dika, the beginning or the end. The Matar with Tafila, you need the Dika every day. You need to be Eved. And Lodota Asma, Rakam, Akha, Tosu, the Kogi. To be the Eved, if you only do one to Dika, that may be sufficient. Take a look at the Shas of Cousin Dave. The Shas of Rosh, the Shas of Tila, 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 that's no worse than a regular Shas of Tila, regular Shas of Tila, the Shas of only do one to Tila, maybe two to Tila, so we'll get to that. That's sufficient. Mira Kalomar, the lower Diva Mirava does. You feel later Rush will come on. The Sadi Yavin Dibas upon Akha Shel Shiva. The Rush himself holds up a regular Dibika, regular Shivanakiyam. The only Dibika we could is one. If he's ever be done, the Kano and Husband, the Sadi will Sadi Yavin Dibas upon Akha Shel Shiva. We hold that one and seven and we two God, who is in Hafa. Although Mira can ask Harav, I wrote him, and you just feel, hey, the Hafa came from Rosh Hashanah, are the same. So, the Rosh himself says that here, Didi Adu is nowhere for the regular Shivanakiyam. It's just like a regular Shivanakiyam, what you need is one to Dika. Here, too, you only need one to Dika. According to the Rosh Hashanah, there's nowhere to live down a week after that a regular Dika, you need one in seven Likuga, and here, you should also be part of one in seven Likuga. But, the Ramah doesn't say that. All Rabbi Moshe is, did he ask him, Lobata Asarakan Akasa Sayin? He doesn't say that you need one and seven like a regular Vedita. So while also the Shas is pointing out, according to the Shas and the Ramah, this is better than a regular Shimaki. Regular Shimaki in 1 and 7 is in Tuva. And here, only one Vedita is in Tuva, because it was never Riyah Badas, because you more NATO to only require a single Vedita to be Eved for Tavua Unata. Correct. That's a Lizzy died, and a lot of nights that we passed to be 1 and 7. We passed in meaning we stopped and Tommy practice. So here today, this would be more nickel than the regular given the team. Let's take a look for a moment at the Taz that we got the reference earlier. The Taz here in the Pasuk Aleph raises the following question. The Bethanich Lihadi says Harakami Dishosa. The Gemara says about Yudam and Aleph, Gabi Tamar. There didn't exist yet. It was only later in history, in David Rabbanan, of the Tavuli Nasser. But don't bother me from Tamar, don't bother me from Rush. There's no there then. Alex Arabian came to David Rabbanan. Hey, come on, see this, the there too. So, okay, it didn't exist then. So, when did it start? Doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara. Even he did Raza, the Amr Tavuli Nasser, and the spice of people that he came again. The Rabbi we can see somewhere through the Amos, if Rabbi made it up, the Kashan and he declared not Soleil, the Gemara is Amos on the Zion of Dave, Rabbi is when Zard is here, Amr Man Bae, in the Havi, is to sell the Amos. The Gemara there says that when Rabbi is traveling, he would look for a wife for a day. The Zafina Allah, the Amr Rabbi is really nothing, the fight is here, the race is going to be him. What do you mean a wife for a day? He comes to town, I'll get married right away, what about giving a key him? That's what the Kasha. That's a later phone though. As you may Rabban. Rabban is 4 generations earlier. Rabban's first generation on the Ram, Rabban's 5th generation of Amaran. Nearly, the Osa Shah Shagazru, Chacham al Tsamin, these are 8 Sadi, when we hear the show, Shalah or Hidusha, Nasakam Serizos. This was not Rabban's invention. It was consumed under the original Zeres Tamin that already was in the place in the time of Rav. The only other time that the Tamar Rufa Hayah Hashash and Kir Mach Nasimut to be asked in his place the Yehuda Boaz of the Yivan the Mita have a leg in Yishi Yisro Pasha Shiva like the Enke Vishar Kalah. The second person says, no, in a Kanami, maybe there existed earlier. But even if it existed earlier, it doesn't apply in a situation where the Tzviya is going to be followed immediately with Tzviya. But that's Pasha Shilo, and there's no concern about Dan Shilo. Take a look at the Pitzvah Shilo here. Let's look at the Kabbalah 2005. The Pitzvah Shilo here, close to Kabbalah 2005. This is the Shimo, Tavazas is the Southern Olive. First is Tavazas, I is Tavazas. The Tavazas is the Dokuk. The The ancient father Chalid is Ramu of Ramu. He doesn't like the time of the second answer. And he said, Haki, Roy, I saw the chat. The doctor of Kina saw the Tilly Chaitina. Father Chalid is different tire. At Dom Kima is only relevant for Kima and the Tilly. Now Kima is Nus. In case of Tamar, the Kima is Nus to Dom the Tilly. Then the Chalid says, well, maybe they use the most often. If you use the most often before the Tilly, some of that could prevent Dom Kima, maybe Tamar and Rus, use the most often. Most often indicated there is, right? And then you don't have to be closer to this, right? Okay, so the Gemara that we saw, the Maisa of Ravina and Chanina, so clear in the Gemara there, as Ravina teaches us, that the din of Dam Kiman applies both for a Gedola and for Tana, even if the Tana never fell down. It's not the Spurish in the Gemara that the din applies to the Selective Talmud as well. Not the Spurish. But there are rights in the Vedic Abayis, Vavim and Aleph, Loshna Tana, Loshna Gedola, Loshna Zakena, Afagad in the Selective Talmud. There are rights to say, which I know, it applies to the Selective Talmud as well. They chose it at the end of the sentence, close from the plum of Venetas Beit, that the din applies even to Master Rishasa. You might have argued that there's less of concern of Kima if he's ready to marry, he's just be Master Rishasa. Rishasa goes, no, even Master Rishasa, Dan Kima is relevant. That's what he passed in the second article in Kopei. Master Rishasa, three of the late days, given a Kima. The Chavadya, page Tafayin Dalid, quotes that the Tashbeis himself says this. The same Zakena, Master Yishasa, Gamkein, Afilo Haitha Nanika. The Tashbeis says, even Master Yishasa, who is nursing, so that's the Tartu with Yishasa. Right, there are two reasons that she should be seen down. Number one, she's nursing. And number two, they've been married before, so that should minimize the concern of Kimut. And even there, we're Masmir, even a nursing Master Rishasa or Masmir to require given a king. And that's what the Tzitzlomen right here in Tzitzkatan test. Even if it's a partially single test. The Rezaz raised the question, Chayla Dal was Simon based on the Kimmel. Chayla Dal was Simon based on the Kimmel. So here's the picture too, which is Tzitzkatan Hay, if you want to take a look. The Tzitzuva in the Tzitzuva at the end of the sentence. I'm Rabaz, the Tzitzuva of Ika Vistakuke, in Birish Osa Kidei Lekai of Shuasa. So he didn't really want to divorce her, he just took a shvut to divorce her. Shuasa Vafira, the Yadasudava, came to the Daita Lav, Ein Tanshi Efao, the Eina Mahmeda, the Dimel of Filtu Rabbanah. So, you know, let's say you divorce your wife because you took a shvut to do so, or for some other reason that you're doing it, but you love her and want her to stay married, and you're going to do not to be sister right after the derishin. There is a concern of Dom Kima there as well. I had a paper that a number of years ago in the derishin, directly out of some asking about it, of someone who has, I don't understand the fact of the cosmos, the time that someone has divorced his wife for immigration purposes. He's been married for immigration purposes. I don't know why he's divorcing his wife for immigration purposes, with the intention of remarrying right away after him, right? Mm-hmm. Right. So that's the question of is there a need for giving a kiyum in that case? So the Rambam is skeptical whether even if the woman says, yeah, she assume that she's going to get remarried, whether he really believes her. So he leaves that up there. Because ultimately, that you don't believe her. In theory, if you knew for a fact that she was having a CFS from the guy, there was no down to it. But you don't believe her that she wasn't a CFS, so the concern that she really was assuming that she's divorced with him. The revival discusses, page 12, in Zion, what about secular Jews that are living together as husband and wife, or before that, secular Jews who are living together not as husband and wife, without Kibbutz Kedushin, but they're, we'll talk about husband and wife. Secular Jews who have a civil marriage, they're living together as husband and wife, they never have Kibbutz Kedushin, now they're called Ketubah, they're going to have a lawful wedding. Is there a concern that honesty were there, you require Shivan Appeal. They've been happily married for 10 years, just not all officers. So the Rajvaz writes, Kayla Gimel Shivan Tuff Gimel. Tuff Gimel, Kayla Gimel Rajvaz. He was asked about civil case, not civil marriage. So Uvein had a relationship with a single woman and got her pregnant, and now they want to get married. Do you need Shivan Appeal? He says yes. That if you're going to tell me far review about they already have a relationship, then maybe that's one of the reasons you can come to Don Cena. Because now she wants to be married to him. So you could distinguish between that case and the case of civil marriage, because the civil marriage, they're already married. In that case, they had a brief relationship, and now they're going to get married. So there maybe there's chibur. But if they've been living together as husband and wife for one time, there's no chibur. The most cultural make on this, the love is make the will and says is punctured as you make all, but if they're already living together as husband and wife, they're not concerned about Governor Bava and Hilchos Geirus, based on a test, Yerideya, said that there's no concern about Dama Kimud if you have a husband and wife or a Magayu together. Because they've been living together the whole time. They were husband and wife when they're non-Jewish, and they'll continue to be husband and wife after they're Magayu. So even if I question about Hakana, when you do Hakana, but as far as Tavuli Nase, Dalai Lama says there's no concern about Dam Kino there. What about a Gioret who is living in a marital setting with a Jew, and now she converts? So in the same to Gerus Kolkata, the second section, Shimon Kapalis, he says there's no concern of Dam Kino there. But again, they're living together already as husband and wife. He quotes from the Yasin Gimeko, but in Rabbi Morgenstern's paper, he actually prints a Tshuva Sarva for Yasin from the 1970s, in which he leaves it to Sarafim, but he's not so happening. Yasin says, maybe we should argue, Gerishin is Kaka and Shinoladam, that now this woman is a new entity. So even if she had a relationship with her Jewish husband before when she was a non-Jew, and now she's Jewish, she's a new person, and maybe the Gershon's guy comes to know Zami can engender a new Tzibut. That's what the Yashiv can say. We're out of time. We still have a little bit more to talk about in the study of Dan Tzibut, then we have to talk about Kopach Mizah. So you could either, I think the Bechina we will have